Please help me to welcome each speaker, and we'll start off with Alvis. Thank you, sir.
My name's Alvis. I'm an alcoholic. I am glad to be here and be here sober. And when I first heard that, I said, these people are crazy. And so I originally got here in 1978. Don't have that much sobriety. I think I sobered up in 84, but continuous sobriety. And when I first got here, I had my sponsor used to tell me that had a really bad case of self-will run riot. We were driving down the road, and my sponsor said, come on, Elvis, let's go to a meeting, my first sponsor. And I think I was a couple months sober, and I said, I got a basketball game. I'm over here at the Salt River Men's League. There's only six or seven of us. They need me. And he said, what's more important, Elvis, your sobriety or basketball? And I said, basketball. And he said, Elvis, you are the classic example of self-will run riot. You got to remember, everything that got you here was your own self-will. You're going to have to learn how to turn your will and life over to the care of this God. And I had a hard time with that God stuff, you know, because, you know, I'm an Indian, and I'm not going to complain about historical trauma and stuff. But I do remember being in churches, and people were saying, ministers were saying, you know, you shouldn't be practicing your traditional or speaking your language because it's evil. And I remember being 6, 7 years old, thinking to myself, looking around, nobody saying anything. So I got real confused, thinking to myself, my grandma's not evil. And so I had a hard time with this God. And then over the years, you know, because I got raised Catholic, I'm a CIA guy. You know, Catholic, Indian, and alcoholic. And so I had a hard time with this God. And this biggest Indian I know was my dad. He taught me how to sing and dance when I was 6 or 7 year old. He sobered up in a place called Akron in Cleveland, Ohio, which is pretty close to Akron, Ohio. And right, got a Cleveland Indian guy over there. Hey, and he said he sobered up over there, and he ran into this lady by name of Sister Ignatius, and he was in hospital, and he was a pretty stout guy, but the alcohol got him so sick that he was having convulsions and, you know, the DTs and all the other stuff. And he said that he ran into this lady called, her name was Sister Ignatius. He was in his hospital bed. And Sister Ignatius came up to him, and she said, how are you doing, George? And he said, I don't know, sister. You know, you guys tell us to pray, talk about this God and stuff. You know, I've been praying all my life. Never does any good. I know how to pray in Latin because I used to be an altar boy. I know how to pray in English because I've been to all these churches. And I remember being in these churches, you know, because even in the Holy Roller ones, you know. And I know how to pray in Indian, and it never does any good. And she said, George, praying won't kill you, but the booze will. Sometimes, you know, you got to keep it simple. So so we're driving down the road, and he sobered up again. And I thought he died, and 10 months later, I put the word out to the boys, and they told me, oh, yeah, your dad's over there. Went over there, knocked on the door, and we hitchhiked down here because he was a wino guy. And him and I hitchhiked down here when I was 10 years old, 1962, been here in Arizona ever since, working on my tan. Yeah. And and so when he opened up the door, best present I ever got in my whole life was my sober dad again. So he tried to, you know, he was trying to tell me sober, because by that time I was in the streets. I used to work for APS, make a lot of money. All my friends were in NAM, coming from NAM, or they were still in high school. My place was Party Central. you know, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Temptations. You guys all remember the Temptations? And so Party Central. My friends, I had lots of friends, but towards the end of my drinking, it was hide the beer, here comes Elvis. If I knocked on somebody's door, they didn't answer the door. If I kept knocking, they turn off the porch light. Or if my friends would, my friend's wife would answer the door, they'd say, it's Elvis. Because I knew when anybody got paid, because I turned into a barfly. Lost all my jobs. Worst part about it, I abandoned my children. And so I was out in the streets. He sobered up. And no matter what I said or did, I put him to the test. 3 or 4 in the morning, knock on his door, and he'd always say the same thing. It's bologna in the fridge. Don't pass out with your boots on. In the morning, he'd say, I'm going to work or I'm going to a meeting. Do you want to come? I said, I ain't got no problem. Bunch of white people over there, all they do is drink coffee and smoke cigarettes anyway. Y'all remember when the smoke level was about this high back in the 70s and 80s? Anyway, I'm talking too much. So we're driving down the road, and I said, Dad, he was sober 4 or 5 years, and they picked me up off the streets. I think I weighed like 134 pounds, about 70 pounds ago. And he said, so he picked me up off the streets. I was staying with sponsor, and we're coming from an AA meeting, going down I-10 over there. And I said, Dad, what's this God business? That's that white man's BS. And he said, hey, you didn't make those stars. You didn't make those trees. God works through people. He doesn't care what color you are, male or female, young or old. God works through people. Of course, nowadays I say gay or straight too. You know, throw it all in. But the whole idea, though, was that was my first inclination, because I did not believe anybody or anything. Because growing up on the streets, you, in order to survive, you can't trust anybody or anything. And you guys are my proof. You guys, from you, I learned to trust again. I learned how to love myself. I learned how that, you know, of course, you guys had to love me, right? You know, the good old AA saying. You know, we'll love you until you learn how to love yourself. And so, you know, and so anyway, I'm talking too much. So I've been sober for a little bit. My second sponsor, my first sponsor passed away. Second sponsor, we did my fourth and fifth again. When I did my fourth and fifth, he said he wrote on a little card, and he said, and he kept saying, yep, you got all the 7 deadly sins, Elvis. You have sloth, lust, greed, gluttony. I had them all 7 deadly sins. And then he said, you know what all this, he wrote it on a little 5x5, 5x7 index card, and he said, you know what all this is, Elvis? And I said, no. And he said, it's fear. And so out of all my 7 deadly sins, he wrote big letters, fear. And he said, what's the opposite of fear? And I said, I don't know, being brave, having courage. Serenity Prayer says courage, being a warrior, I don't know. And he said, opposite of fear is faith. And so, and you guys give me, you tell me that in order to keep my faith, I have to keep that connection with my God. And so when we sing our songs, that song we sang, is saying the Hadassah flag song. You start off with the prayer. You start off with that prayer, just like an AA meeting. You end with the prayer. Just like an AA meeting, you start your day. My first sponsor said, Elvis, you are so negative. Well, here's what I want you to do. I want you, before you even throw the covers off, I want you to say, okay, God, here we go again. And then start your day. So, see this braid right here? I got the Serenity Prayer, Vision for You, and a Sundance Song. And by the time I get through with my braid, it's my prayer. It's my little ceremony, my little ritual. Okay, and so I better shut up. But I want to thank you for inviting us, and know that I am AA. Usually an AA. If I go to an AA meeting, I talk AA. If I go to a Red Road or a powwow and stuff, then I'll talk powwow. But since this is kind of a little combination, I'll do a little bit of both. So to remind myself about how people will have a tendency to kind of, you know, say, hey, Elvis, what you doing? You know, why can't you have one beer? Just take one hit. Aren't you a man? Aren't you my friend? Don't you owe me? All the other stuff. So this guy was ironing by his bed, and he fell asleep. And this is an old joke, and he left the iron on. It's an old joke. I think irons turn off automatically now, but it's an old joke. I'm an old guy. I was an old iron. And so he's ironing by his bed, and he fell asleep, and he left the iron on. Middle of the night, somebody called. And so he was half asleep. It was in the dark. He fumbled around. Instead of grabbing the phone, he grabbed that hot iron, put it on his ear. He went, ah. And then they had to call the ambulance just to get it off and stuff, you know. So the next day, he's walking down the road, and he saw his friend, and his friend said, oh, man, what happened to you? You all tore up. He goes, man, you're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe what I did to myself. What? What'd you do? And he said, well, I was ironing by my bed, left iron on. Somebody called in the middle of the night. I was in the dark, half asleep. I fumbled around. Instead of grabbing the phone, I grabbed that hot iron and put it on my ear. And I went, and he went, oh, man, that must have really hurt. He goes, yeah, it did. Really hurt. Said, it even looks pretty bad. It's like all kinds of melted and stuff. And he goes, yeah, yeah, it looks pretty bad. He said, it even kind of smells bad. And he goes, yeah, smells bad. And he said, but what happened to your other ear? Your other ear looks like that. He said, oh, they called back. So I'll tell you one more crazy thing that I learned in this program. God loves you. AA loves you. So do I.